Time to recap McCook City Council meeting number one for the month of March. In our studio, City Manager Nate Schneider. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Councilman Gene Wien.
Good morning.
How we doing?
I'm great.
Did you get called from the bullpen for this one? Or is this your regular?
This is my regular rotation.
Well, good for you. Good for you. How many days to open today?
23, but who's counting, right?
Yeah. You've got hours, minutes, and seconds down, Gene. Don't lie to us now.
Yeah. 23, everybody starts, but the Dodgers and the Padres go to South Korea this year.
Okay.
20th and 21st to play two games. So, actually, the season.
Regular season games?
Yep. They're going to South Korea, so, yeah.
Wow.
Cardinals going to win it all this year, right?
You know, they've been picked to win the Central Division, but we'll see.
Are they in the Blake Snell running?
I don't know.
Oh, gee, many Christmas.
Be another great arm, pretty good arm to pick up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But they've got the funds. They've got the funds.
Well, you know what, Rich? I looked at it. The Cardinals were the fifth most amount of money in the offseason buying pitchers, so they did spend some money this year.
A lot of money out there, huh?
A lot of money.
All right, let's get to the agenda from last night. We'll start first. Anything, announcements or recognitions?
No, there was nothing.
Consent agenda. Anything pulled there for discussion?
No, but I want to talk about two things. Because the McCook Economic Development Corporation uses LB 840 funds, the city council is the overall authority for the development corporation. And we had two agreements last night, Rich. One is for the new phase two of our business park. We had an agreement with them. They're going to put sewer and water in. And then the other agreement was they're going to do grading and paving. They're going to pave the road from in front of to our new business, Performance Plus, to the east there. So I just want to mention that. The reason is because the council has authority over the Economic Development Corporation because we use 840 funds.
Yeah, there was a couple of deals with the McCook EDC on that.
There was one for sewer and water and one for paving. So,
Anything else?
There was nothing else pulled, but that was basically it for the consent agenda.
Okay.
We also had to just quickly make an emergency purchase for a new semi-truck out of the transfer station in the amount of $45,000. So that way we could haul trash up to J-Bar J. Our preference would obviously be not to go through the emergency purchase process, but that is a service that can't wait. And so we took that back for ratification last night so the council was aware. We had Rick and Seth Province actually that were out looking for the best buys that we possibly could find and found a semi out of Hastings. And so we've been performing trash services. We've been doing the hauling, I think, since about 2013 or 2014. And I think that ultimately, you know, it means savings for the ratepayers, but we got to make sure that we're updating our equipment as well, too.
Regular agenda last night. We'll start first. Discuss, request the extent of a partial forgiveness of a lien?
Right. A couple years ago, we tore down a house over on East First Street, and we spent close to $28,000.
This was a health board house. We had neighbors that were complaining about the property. This was a constant problem on our radar, and we have the authority through the health board to go ahead and do that. We prefer not to, but also we understand that we're probably the only entity that has the authority to do so. So sorry.
Well, so there's a lien against the property for $28,000, but the neighbor next door wishes to purchase the lot for a green space. She wants to do lawn and to do a garden. So she came last night and just requested that we somehow forgiveness of the lien. We took it under, we discussed it last night. We're asking city staff to bring it back later with some more information for us before we make a final decision on whether do we forgive the whole $28,000? Do we forgive part of it? I believe April 1st. It will go. Can go to.
We would have to foreclose on it ultimately, and so there'd still be some court proceedings that we'd have to go ahead and finalize, so that way we can get possession in our name at the city. But then afterwards, we would have to take it to sale. Our ordinance says, you know, either you take it to an auction or you take the highest bid. The difficulty that we have is how do you release or relinquish a lien when it's $28,000 of taxpayer money? But also on the flip side, you've got a property that's never going to get purchased because the value of the lot itself is going to be less than $28,000. And so it's a real conundrum. And that's the issue that we have with these nuisance abatements. I mean, I understand people want all these nuisance properties to be remedied. However, there are a lot of other things that go along with it. So you knock down the house, the city puts in, you know, the money to knock down the house and pay the tipping fees. This had asbestos remediation as part of it. The attorney's fees to go ahead and prosecute the nuisance abatement through court to get the permission to knock it down. By that time, you've got $28,000. You've got a lot that's really hard to sell. I mean, no one's going to go in there and just pay $28,000 for an infill lot. So it's really complicated. One of the things that Councilmember Calvin mentioned yesterday was he'd like to see an infill lot, these types of infill lots be populated by houses. So would Habitat for Humanity be interested in this? You know, and then our ordinance basically says, yeah, but everybody's got, you know, fair game to this. And so everybody can go ahead and bid whatever they want to bid. Ultimately, probably the best thing for us would be to put a house on there because you collect property tax in the future, but our ordinance doesn't specifically state that. So it gets tricky. Took the request, and we really appreciate Ms. Bartles taking care of that property. She's been mowing it and taking good care of it, and we really appreciate that. In the end, we budget $25,000 a year for nuisance abatements in the general fund, and when one house takes that entire $25,000, it gets hard to do anything else. And we really have gotten pretty economical with how we run our process. We do a pretty good job, but at the same time, it's very frustrating on the city end to see a house, you know, that somebody else should be taken care of, that they should be knocking down or remedying or whatever, it doesn't get taken care of. So then the city, because of complaints that we receive, we come in there and we knock it down, demo it, and then we've got money in it. And then what do you do with it? What do you do? Mm-hmm. I mean, I have no clue. You know, and so the council's got to make a decision. Are they willing to go ahead and relinquish that lien? You know, is there some wiggle room potentially? Maybe there could be due to the fact that there is a lien against that. You know, really, the land isn't worth $5,000. Our ordinance says if it's over $5,000 in value, we've got to auction it or take bids. The land's not worth $5,000 with the lien against it. So maybe that's, you know, the way that we look at it. But somehow we've got to figure out how to, develop that property one way or the other.
Okay. Update regarding the swimming pool project.
It's going. No, we got a long laundry list things, a lot of concrete work. The exciting thing is the bathhouse is going to start construction here this month. So I think Pat Farrell put up a really cool picture on Facebook. They actually ran a drone up and were taking an overhead picture of the facility. So everybody had a chance to see what was going on. And you can see the forms, you know, of the big pool and the lazy river and the zero depth and all those things. And it's really exciting. A lot of pipe extension, a lot of concrete work. On our end, we extended water from M Street to the facility, so now we're going to be able to get water to the pool, which is kind of important for a pool. We things are happening so fast. We don't have a lot of time. You know, we're having to make we want to get this thing open as fast as possible. I know Memorial Day is the date that we're shooting for. You know, and obviously, you know, with supply chain issues and whatnot, that may not happen, you know, probably won't happen. You know, that's not the fault of the construction company. It's not the fault of the city. It's just the way that things go. But we want to, you know, try to get the pool open. We're advertising for lifeguards right now. We want to have a summer swim. And that means we got to move pretty quickly on some stuff. We found out that the brick that the pool committee had chosen, they didn't have that color. And so we had to make a unilateral decision on the spot because the mason's coming out here. I think next week is when he's coming, and they're going to start putting up the building. They said it's going to take 2 weeks for the exterior and a week and a half for the interior. So that's going to go up pretty fast. Things are happening at a breakneck speed. Carruthers is working their tails off right now. They've got crews up there all the time. They work, I mean, every time I go by there's somebody up there working. And so we're excited to have this open.
you know, for me, it can't happen fast enough. patience is a virtue, and I know that people are excited, and we're excited over at the city too.
So you have March, April, May. Memorial Day is what, the end of May. You're looking at three months.
And if it's June, you know, fine, we'll work through that. You know, if it's July, you know what? Hopefully it's a little bit sooner, but if not, we'll work through that. You know, there's some things that could be done inside that maybe would allow us to open it up earlier. The exterior would still need to, you know, have some additional work done to it, you know, whether it's landscaping or whatever. But, you know, to us, the big thing is getting that pool open so the kids can use it. So we're moving along, and I really can't say enough good things about Carruthers. Those guys are amazing.
When the weather is, turns out those guys can work a lot longer,
yeah.
earlier.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, we aside from those 3 weeks, I mean, we've had a great winter. Yeah. So you can't ask for better weather than what we've had.
We're already to council comments last night.
Yeah, I brought up, I just offered my condolences to the family of Griff Malik. I'm sorry about the passing of Griff. Griff has been very important to the city of McCook. People don't realize, but Griff was very instrumental in making our airport a very important part of our city. And then he also did many other things around the city of McCook. And so I just want to offer my condolences to the family because Griff will be missed, definitely.
No question about it. Yeah. Glad you brought that up last night. And I guess last but not least, executive session dealing with public interest on real estate purchase for a sports complex.
Still working through that.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right. So more discussion on that later.
Yep.
All right. Boy, that was a quick agenda.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of great things going on in the community right now. You know, I don't know how many conversations we've had as far as some of the ongoing development projects like Gene had mentioned. You know, we've got the industrial park extensions, whether it's water, sewer, or concrete. You know, you've got North Point that's ready to go. You've got that C Street extension project that's going to happen here pretty soon, thanks to Southwest Nebraska Health for coming to us and working with us on that. But you start looking at the swimming pool. Then on the other end, you've got the YMCA project. You've got the college project. All these great things that are coming on all at the same time. We've got the housing development project over on Seminole. We potentially have another housing project that has just availed itself to us here in the last week. So we're working on some TIF stuff right now, hopefully getting that to the council and CDA in April is kind of the game plan. So some of those things that we know that we need to work on and we have been working on, you're starting to see results, and we're looking forward to the next few years.
You bet. A lot of good things still to come, right?
Yep, definitely.
You still got your chalkboard up in your office?
Yeah, my chalkboard. But my daughter, actually, she graffitied it here last week. So I've got other stuff all over it. So I need to go through and erase it. But I need to update it because a lot of the things, I mean, I'm just looking at some of these things. And you know, we've had conversations regarding St. Catharines. We've had conversations regarding nuisance abatements, utility extensions in different areas and whatnot. There's just so many different things going on right now, and it changes from day to day. And then that's on top of, you know, trying to work through the personnel issues. You know, we've got Lincoln, you know, right now that's got a lot of different things coming out of there, proposals that has to be taken into consideration when we're budgeting. But also at the same time, we're doing a wage study to make sure that we're competitive. Those two things sometimes don't mix and match the way that you would hope they would, but we're trying to figure out how to integrate the wage study so that way we keep the people that we have and we get people to want to work for the city to provide the services that the people need. We've got a big wastewater and water treatment plant project. We're going through the funding process trying to figure out how we're going to pay for those. Like they were $18 and $13 million respectively, so they're not cheap. A lot of discussions. We're actually working with First National Bank on the financing end and then trying to figure out maybe how we can get USDA involved, at least on a portion of that. So I don't even know where to start from day to day. I wake up in the morning and I just say, Sarah, tell me which direction is the office, and then I just go to the office. So
a lot of stuff on your plate for the start of a new year, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
All right. Planning Commission meeting?
Not this month. Next month for sure.
And so the next regular council meeting will be coming up on the 18th?
Yep.
All right. Very good. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
All right. You just went through everything just a minute ago.
Yeah, I should have brought my chalkboard with
exactly
me.
Exactly right.
I'll make a duplicate and put it up in your office so that way
I gotta check out this thing. This is pretty cool.
Except for Abby's graffiti. That part's not quite as cool.
Hey, you ready to fill out brackets here pretty soon too?
I am. Yeah, I'm excited to see that Nebraska's gonna be a part of it this year. So I mean, barring something crazy happening, but
they'll be in it.
I think even after if they were to lose to Michigan, I think it's a quad 2 loss now, so it wouldn't look that bad. Mm-hmm. So for a while it would have been a quad 3, and that made me a little nervous.
But
I think we're sitting kind of, I hate to even say it, but I think we're sitting pretty right now.
Yeah, I think so too. You betcha. Guys, thank you very much. City Manager Nate Schneider, thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
Councilman Gene Wheaton, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Rich.